Praise the Lord. Good morning. Oh, that was funny. I am really, really delighted to be back home. And I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. I really coveted those prayers. As you know, when you travel, there are so many things that happen. You're traveling different places and meeting different people. But all in all, I would say that I was able to experience the Lord in my travels, in my journeys. I was able to experience His hand of protection. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for standing in the gap to pray and intercede for me and also to intercede for my family. Wherever I went, I told them that I was a pastor in a church, you know, here in Dallas, and they sent me greetings. So those greetings are yours. Do you receive them? Praise the Lord. It is good to see each one of you. I was able to visit with my parents, as I was telling you before I left, that my dad was unwell, and I was able to visit with him. He is doing much, much, much better, and he is recovered. Thank you so much for praying. I was able to also visit with a few of your relatives. I was actually able to go and visit Sam's mom all the way in Nyahururu, and she also passed her love and greetings to you. Receive them. Amen. So above everything, I'm glad to be home, and thank you for, I want to like also take this opportunity to thank God for the leadership of this church, the men of God who stood in the gap when I was away. And I believe there has been prayers, as you know, that this has been a month of prayer. We've been praying, and people have been meeting here every Friday. Thank you so much for those who have been able to find time even to come and spend time in the presence of the Lord even every Friday. And even as you've tarried in the presence of the Lord, taking a day to fast in the presence of the Lord, let me tell you, that revolutionizes our lives. Amen. We shall continue to do so until the 30th of this month, as I had told you previously. And we shall continue to meet here every Friday for those who will be able to come from 8 to around midnight and call upon the name of the Lord. One thing I'm persuaded in my heart that even in 2015, this is going to be a special year, especially for us as a church, even as we wait upon God for the so many things that we want Him to accomplish for us. Amen. And I know that when we call upon the name of the Lord, He hears and He listens. And so I just want to urge every one of you to continue calling upon the name of the Lord, to stand in the gap for one another. I was so delighted. Many times when I moved, let me tell you, there's a problem in Kenya with the network. I tried even to call several of you. I couldn't even get hold of you. But in a few times, I was able to go through the WhatsApp, and I saw that my sister Emma was not feeling well, and I saw the outpouring of your love through, you know, sending messages to her and praying for her. And I remember I talked to Frank, and I was also standing in the gap for her, and it is a great thing to know that she is in the house of the Lord today. Amen. And we appreciate the Lord. Amen. And whatever portion that is remaining, the Lord has taken care of that. You are healed totally in Jesus' name. And I was declaring, and I know you've declared also, that you live every single day that the Lord has assigned for you on planet Earth. Amen. You will see every single day the Lord has assigned for you on planet Earth. And church, thank you. God has called for us to stand with one another. Amen? Even in this year. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Amen. I realize that we saw each other last year, and it's just a joy to see each other in this brand new year. As I was seeking the Lord concerning, the message for this year. I know my wife told me about how God has moved through various ministers that have stood on this pulpit to declare the word of the Lord. And I know that God has been aligning everything together so that we can join up in the things that the Lord has set for us in this new year. The Lord directed me into the book of Psalm 92, verse number 12 to 14. And so if you have your Bibles, we're going to turn our Bibles into the book of Psalm 92, Psalm chapter number 92, verse number 12 to 14. And for those of you who do not have your Bibles, it's a good thing to bring your Bibles in the church. However, we have a simulated Bible on the screens. You can read there and you can hear what the Lord is speaking to the churches. The Bible says, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God, and they will still yield fruits in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. And I'll repeat that verse again. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God, and they will still yield fruits in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. And then I would like us to read Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 2. Isaiah 61, verse number 2. Isaiah 61, verse number 2. And this is what the Bible says. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. In other words, so that he may be glorified. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. In other words, so that he may be glorified. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you for the word that you deposited in my spirit for us, even in this year. I just want to thank you, Lord, even for having sustained each and every one of us. You sustain the families, Lord, of Empowerment Christian Center. And for those that have gone through difficult times, Lord, I just want to declare, according to your word, that dawn is not far away and light is just about to break up and a new day is just about to break forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have good report. You have good intentions for each and every one of us. Lord, I thank you because of the wonderful plans that you have for each and every family. The plans that you have for us, Lord, is to plans to prosper us, plans to develop us, the plans to extend an olive branch to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you're going to sustain us, you're going to send help, and you're going to give us information concerning the things that you want us to accomplish this year. Father, we take power and authority over every work of the enemy, over the devices of the devil in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that the enemy will never, ever, ever succeed even in our lives. Whatever, Lord, we go through, Lord, I pray that you shall give us a discerning spirit to know what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, because as we surrender ourselves to you, Lord, you shall be our guide. And you shall guard us, Lord, even from every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. I pray that we shall stay alert and be attentive to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us today in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And someone who loves him, shout a big amen. Amen. Like you and me, many times we make resolutions. And I don't know how many of us made resolutions for this year. You know, when the clock ticked, you know, and 2015 came. I know there are some of you, who made resolutions. And I've come to realize that some of us make resolutions that are unmentionable. You just make that resolution in your heart. And there are some of us who say that this year I'm going to lose 5 pounds. This year I'm gonna read the Bible through. This year I'm going to be a prayerful Christian. And there are so many people, I included, that make those resolutions. But the most disappointing thing is, come around March, if you ask somebody what you decided to do, in that particular year, some of them actually will be dumbfounded and they'll be going, "What did you say? Did I make any resolution?" The fact of the matter is, we have good intentions when we are making resolutions. And I believe that a human being has an innate, passionate zeal to develop themselves and to go forward. There's nobody on this planet who, unless, you know, under very, very difficult circumstances, can be asked whether they want to go to the next level, and they fail to proclaim that they needed to go to the next level. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter your geographical location. Each and every person wants to go one notch ahead of where they are. Praise the Lord. It is a God-given desire that we be men and women who develop, who yearn to move forward. You know, it really disturbs me, you know, especially when I just came from Kenya to visit some places and found out that, you know, just the way I left them, that's how it is. It doesn't matter whether they don't have resources or they don't have, they're incapacitated by certain economical reasons, but there are certain things that you would expect in from a certain place, especially when human beings are living in that place. Amen? But the fact of the matter is, we are the desire to progress is circumvented by, you know, procrastination and inability to be able to perceive what God has intended for us even in the future. And to bring that point home is very, very important for us to not even wonder why, you know, in the month of April, in the month of May, proceeding, if you made any resolutions, you're not able to progress because, you know, you're circumvented by so many things. There are so many things that changes your desire to progress. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, there's very little that we can do unless God is involved in our lives. Praise be to God. And when we make desires or we make resolutions, it is good to incorporate the mighty hand of God that is able to see us through even as we progress towards where God wants us to go even in that particular year. In this particular year, I know you have made resolutions. I've told God certain things that I would want to see, I would like to witness the accomplishment of those things by the end of this coming year. And what I did, even when I was crossing over, by the way, I happened to cross over the year while I was on the plane, I was telling God, "God, I would like you to be involved. I would like your hand to be involved in these several things." I didn't have many, and I think it's good not to have so many resolutions so that you are able to work on them and so that you can be able to trust God to see the fulfillment of those dreams. Praise be to God. And so as I was desiring and waiting upon the heart of God, he dropped into my spirit Psalm 92, these verses that we just read, that if any believer wants to flourish, that if there's going to be any meaningful advancement and progress in the life of a believer, there are some prerequisites that we have to know. And the Bible says that the righteous man will flourish like a palm tree. And I went ahead and I desired to know what is all about a palm tree. And I was surprised that there was not so many things that were written about a palm tree. And the only thing that I found out was a connection with the Judaism that talks, that regarded palm trees as a representation of peace and plenty. But you know, within that short statement that the Lord gave me concerning how Judaism regard the palm trees, it had just exploded in my heart to know that there's going to be peace and plenty when we are planted in the house of the Lord. Praise be to God. I could not just but remember or seeing on television in areas in the coastal regions of the United States when there's a bombardment of those areas, you know, by a hurricane or a tornado, or no, by a hurricane, actually, because hurricanes come in the coastal area. And you can see this mighty thrashing wind that is blowing with all intensity, and everything seems to blow out. The roofs, the roofs of houses seems to be blown out, and everything's flying in the air. And in some instances, if there happens to be these palm trees, you can see that they are being blown almost to be uprooted from the ground. But I have never seen or witnessed any palm tree being uprooted from the ground. Praise be to God. And I thank God, because the Bible says that the righteous man will flourish like a palm tree. There's something also that I noted about a palm tree. A palm tree is always evergreen. Whether there is a desert, whether there's a dry situation, whether there is a whatever kind of a situation, the leaves of a palm tree are always green. And no wonder the Bible says that that a righteous person will flourish like a palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they'll flourish in the courts of the Lord. Beloved, I want to put it across to you. Thank you, Jesus, even for that picture. You see, even when you see that, that's the stem is unmoved. The leaves are being blown by the wind, but the stem, the trunk is firmly grounded so that it is in unaffected by the wind that is blowing, as you can see. And that is how the Lord regards us. And that's how the Lord wants us to be and to understand, even as we face year 2015, that the Lord has called us to flourish even in his courts. And the Bible is telling us that when we are planted in the house of the Lord, when we be planted in the house of the Lord in 2015, it is true there are going to be challenges. It is true there are going to be things that will try to sway us from the left to the right. It is true there are going to be challenges, even as Jesus said, that even in this earth, there are going to be trouble. Trouble is going to beset us. But one thing I'm encouraged is that when I'm planted in the house of the Lord, no matter the thing that I'm going through, I know in my knower that it only takes a matter of time, but I know that I'm going to flourish as long as I'm planted in the courts of our God. Praise be to God. And the Bible says that he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And I went to find out about the cedars of Lebanon. And this is what they say about the cedars of Lebanon. Throughout antiquity, the cedars of Lebanon were prized above all other trees. Their fine wood was strong, straight, and wonderfully scented. I didn't even know the cedars of Lebanon or cedars were wonderfully scented. It was always the first choice for any temple or palace, and top value in trade was paid for it. These trees helped give the Phoenicians a high place among other nations and became the symbol by which they and their descendants were known. This is what it says about the cedars of Lebanon. Those trees were mighty. They were huge, and they were tall, and they were straight, and they were scented. They had high value. Praise be to God. And the Bible is putting us in that perspective, and is telling us that we will grow like the cedars of Lebanon if we are planted in the house of the Lord. When you're planted in the house of the Lord, what does it mean when we're talking about being planted in the house of the Lord? When we have a relationship with Jesus, when we have a relationship with God, when we allow the Lord to take over his life. I love the song that we sang here a few minutes ago that said, Lord, I surrender. Have the full of me. Lord, I surrender. Just take the whole of me. I completely surrender myself to you. When you're planted in the house of the Lord, anybody who is planted in the house of the Lord is somebody who has a relationship with the Lord. Praise be to God. And as long as we are planted in the house of the Lord, and as long as we are planted in the house of the Lord, the Bible says that that righteous person, that believer who is planted in the house of the Lord, will flourish as long as he is planted in the house of the Lord. And the Bible says that they will yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. Praise be to God. I want to believe God that in this year, no matter what you do, no matter what you encounter in this life, no matter the challenges, challenges have a way of dissuading us even from the presence of God. Challenges have a way of making us feel like we are alone. Challenges have a way of making us like, you know, the world is crumbling on us. But I thank God, because when we recognize the power of a relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ, that no matter how hard the challenges are going to hit in, even in our situation, that our trust in God will not be swayed. That our hope in him will not be distracted. When we know that we are planted in him, no matter the winds, the hurricane, the challenges that look like a hurricane, no matter how hard they blow on us, as long as we are planted in the Lord, we shall stand firm. Praise be to God. The believers are not immune to challenges. I remember before leaving Kenya, just the same day when I was on my way to the airport, I received a phone call. And it was not a very encouraging message. And as I was boarding the aircraft, there was all these things that were taking place, you know, through my mind. You know, they were running through my mind. And then also when I got home, after a few days, I received also some information from here, you know, about certain things that were going on. And at that point, I realized that, you know, we are not invincible, even as believers, to encounter problems. I know there are some of us who might be going through challenges in life. There are some of us who might be at a certain point in your advancement in whatever thing that you're going through. But I want to encourage you that as long as we are planted in the house of the Lord, there's going to be results. God knows about everything that you go through. God understands clearly about everything that you encounter. God understands the enormity of your challenges. And sometimes, you know, when challenges come, they come and hit us so strongly so that sometimes we feel like, when those challenges come to us, we feel like nobody else could or may have gone through such challenges. And we feel alone. And sometimes we feel like we are neglected. We feel like nobody cares. We feel like nobody would stand in the gap to intercede, even when those challenges are come. When we are experiencing those challenges. But the fact of the matter is that God understands everything clearly. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter number 4 verse 13 that everything lays bare before the Lord. Amen? Your thing may not be known by anybody, or the things that you agonize through the midnight hour, crying and shedding tears and rolling and turning over your bed wondering, when is there going to be an end to what I'm going through? But I want you to know that God understands everything. From A to Z, there's nothing that is hidden before the presence of the Lord. And he understands and he cares for you. Praise be to God. And when I was preparing this message, there are three things that the Lord spoke to me about. He spoke to me about the word of the Lord. He also spoke to me about the grace of the Lord. And he also spoke to me about the Spirit of the living God. That in the house, as long as we have this all-rounded relationship with God that is not determined by uh, by how the frequency of our coming to church, or the frequency of our prayer, or the frequency of our reading the Bible, when we know in our knower that we have a relationship with God, then the Word of God and the grace of God and the Spirit of the living God provides, or it provides an all-rounded sustenance for you, even when people think, people would wonder how you have been managing it. Praise be to God. That in the house of the Lord there is the word of the Lord. That in the house of the Lord there is the grace of our Lord. That in the house of the Lord there is the Spirit of the living God. And when I was thinking about these things, and I was asking the Spirit of the Lord, why would you give me these three things? And I know there's more in the house of the Lord. And I would hear the Spirit of God telling me that as long as you are within the encompass of the house of the Lord, as long as you have developed a relationship with Jesus, there's going to be the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that the word is the bread of life. That God is going to use his very word to feed you. That God is going to provide you through his word. Praise be to God. And the Lord took me in the book of John chapter number 6 when Jesus was gathered with so many people and he was feeding them. You know. And these people were hungry and there were many. And Jesus turns to his disciples and he is asking his disciples, what are we going to feed all these people? What are we going to use to feed all these people? And Philip turns to the Lord, and he was just trying to test them. And Philip turns to the Lord, and he says, even to be honest with you, it will take more than half the 1 year's wage even to buy food for each and every one of these people to have a bite. Praise be to God. But then Andrew said, just around the corner, there's a little boy who have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And the Lord said, have them sit down. And he took that little which was available and he fed the whole congregation. And the Lord was speaking to me that even in the house of the Lord, sometimes you'll have something when you look in your own eyes, something that will look little in your own eyes. But when the word of God is injected into the little that you may have, it will bring a multiplicity effect to what you want to accomplish in the year 2015. Are you listening to me? That is the power of when Jesus says that I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me, he will never thirsty. Why? Because he is unlimited in resources. He is the omnipotent. He is the all-powerful God. His resources never run dry. I want to put to you, church, in 2015, that in the word, in the house of the Lord, there's going to be the word of God. If we can take in that word, even not only at the face value, when you know that what that word can do, if it can cause the little that you have to have a multiplicity effect, and so that people will wonder, how do they survive with the kind of pay that they have? But when the word of God is injected into the little that you have, it will become much. You'll be able to be contented with what the Lord has given you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. This year, I pray that God will help me to appropriate his word in all my situations. I know sometimes I pray like the believer, the disciple who prayed and told Jesus, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Because sometimes I'm hit with the difficult situations and I don't even know how to find my way out of the situation. And at that point, I cry to God and I tell God, God, help me with my unbelief. I want to believe this word that you've given me. I want to believe that this word can work out for me. I want to believe the multiplicity effect that the word can have on my situations. Lord, help me so that I can appropriate your word in my situations. The Lord is going to sustain you and is going to feed you with his word in 2015. Praise be to God. Remember what the Bible, what we read in Isaiah 61. We are proclaiming this year to be a favorable year, even before the presence of the Lord. Amen. That the year 2015 will be a favorable year. It will be a year whereby, as long as we are planted into the house of the Lord, that those who mourn shall be comforted. That those that he will provide for those who grieve in Zion, and that he will bestow a crown of beauty instead of ashes. You see, in the old days, in the camp of the Israelites, when they were mourning concerning a loss of a beloved one, or when they were mourning over whatever situation, they would put sackcloth upon themselves. And they would pour ashes upon their heads and they would moan for days. Praise be to God. But then when it came to a time for them to celebrate, they got the choicest clothes and they put them on and they poured oil upon them. And that oil smeared on their face and it radiated, you know, the glory of the joy that was within them. And anybody who would come across them, they would know that these people were joyful and they were celebrating something good. So the Bible says, that to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, that 2015 is going to be a year of favor for each and every one of us. As a corporate body, as an individual, I want you to personalize this year and say, as it is written in the book of Isaiah 51, that this year is going to be a year of favor to my family. This year is going to be a year of favor to myself. Yes. Praise be to God. And the Lord shall comfort me if I've been mourning. There are some people who have been mourning. Mourning, let me tell you, mourning doesn't only come when you lose a loved one. But you could be mourning because of your financial wallet. Your wallet could be running dry every single week. You get money and money is no more. And you know what? It doesn't leave you with a pleasant smile. It doesn't leave you with a good feeling when you don't have the money to provide for your family. Amen? So I believe that when we proclaim this year to be a favorable year of the Lord, that God shall come and comfort us. As long as we are planted in the house of the Lord, those who mourn shall be comforted. And he shall provide for those who mourn in Zion to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. So in other words, our mourning shall be converted into joy. As we continue to proclaim this year and as we pray and incorporate it within our prayer lives and declare each and every morning when you say, this is the favorable year of the Lord, 2015 I will be prosperous, 2015 all my bills shall be paid, 2015 I'll be able to pay my obligations, 2015 all my debts shall be canceled. God, give me a way of how to combat this debt that seems to me like a mountain. 2015 I'll be able to provide for my family. Amen. Your mourning shall be comforted. Oh, glory be to Jesus. And instead of ashes, some of us, you may not see the ashes like we would see on the heads of the Israelites, but the fact of the matter is, you have so many impending things that you, when you think about it, you freak. You might even have ulcers. You know, stomach ulcers, when you think of the things that are facing you. And we may not see the really physical ashes on your head, but the fact of the matter, virtually you have ashes on your head. Are you listening to me? You've gone through some tumultuous situations. You've been trying to connect up this, and when you're trying to connect this one here, this one fails. It's like a dynamo effect. When you try to link up this, everything that you're trying to hook up and to link up and to join up, this one falls. And I don't know whether you've seen. I don't know whether I told you. It is like this game whereby they have pipes coming in. You're trying to seal this one, and before you want to seal this one bursts on this other side. And you know, you're trying to see what I'm trying to say. You've been having ashes, and even though we may not see those ashes virtually, you have had these ashes. But I come to declare to you, as long as the Lord lives, and as long as He's the one who gave me this word to bring to us, that the beauty, He will bring beauty instead of ashes. I'm looking forward to see for people who are anticipative of beauty instead of ashes. You may not really realize how God is going to do it. The Bible says that there are so many ways. The Lord, as there are in an ocean, the Lord might just use anybody to come and remove all your ashes from on your head. And before you know it, you have clothes that are clothes of splendor and oil that is dripping on your head all the way running to your face, signifying that joy has come. I always tell people when the glory of God hits you, you don't have to advertise yourself like cowboy or armor in those days. When the glory of God hits you, everybody around you will know that you're blessed. And in 2015, I declare this, that in Jesus' name, that instead of ashes, there's going to be an oil of joy upon our families. There's going to be an oil of joy upon our children. There's going to be an oil of joy upon the mamas of this church. There's going to be an oil of joy upon the fathers of this church. There's going to be an oil of joy upon the ministers of this church. There's going to be an oil of joy at ECC. An oil of joy. I can see jars of oil. Angels holding jars. Rain waiting to sprinkle them on. And to sprinkle them on believers who are planted in the house of the Lord. If you can believe me, I heard it. That there's going to be an oil of joy. You know when the oil of joy comes, there's going to be, God is going to, in the middle of the night, you feel like I can start this business. You know? I can link up with this thing. I can do this. I can go to school. I can want to prosper. Let me tell you guys, whatever your hand shall find in 2015, if you don't want to believe it, I will believe it for you. God is going to prosper you. Look for something that you want to do. Look for something that you want to get hold of. Because God is just about to inject his word. And when his word is injected on the little thing that might appear little in your own eyes, there's going to be a multiplicity effect. In the name of Jesus. I know it and I know it and I know it. Oh God, just like there was just five loaves of bread and two fishes. And Jesus told them to sit down. And he gave everybody. And after they did so, they said, collect the leftovers. Think about this. So about 5,000 people, out of five loaves of fish, what do you have in your hands? Have you despised the thing that God has given you? Do you have an ability to secure a loan somewhere? Do you know how many people would really want to be in a position to secure a loan or to get access to some financing? I'm talking to somebody right now. I don't even know why I'm talking this. Do you have access to go to school? Do you have an access to get into business? Do you have an access to connect with the people so that they can tell you what you need to go so that you can head out to your next level? This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. 2015 is going to be the year. And let me tell you, church, listen to me. Listen to me because listen. Do not fear when the Lord tells you to start something. Do not say, I don't have any documentations. Is there anything that is impossible with God? Is there anything that God is not able to do? When God tells you to do something that is connected to your progress, don't question it. There's a problem when we question when God speaks to us. Before I left, I spoke to you about Zechariah. You remember what happened to Zechariah when the Lord told him? What he told him when the angel was sent by God inside the temple? What did he tell him? That your wife Elizabeth is going to have a child. And he's asking the angel, are you really sure? How can these things happen that now I'm so aged? The angel said, because you doubted, I am Gabriel. In fact, the angel said, I am Gabriel. And I normally dwell in the presence of the Almighty God. And I could not show up here by myself. I was sent by the Almighty to come and deliver this word to you. And because you doubted the words of God, I will zip you up. And he was zipped up. Now, go to the other side and look at Mary. Mary is brought the word by the same angel. And what does Mary say? He says, your will be. That's what Pastor Julius was telling us. Mary said, let your will be. Let your will. This is what is going to be your thing for 2015. Let your will be. I'm going to have some houses in 2015. Let your will be. I'm going to have a truck in 2015. Let your will be. I am going to be a registered nurse in 2015. Let your will be. I am going to start a business of meeting people and offering services. Let your will be. The problem comes when we start doubting God. When we start asking questions. When we start asking how is it going to be. Because when we start doing so, it will be no more valuable than the resolutions that we make. And come the month of April, we have given up. But when God says it, he knows how he's going to accomplish it. Oh my God. You missed that point. When God says that you can do it, it means that you can do it. Are you listening to me? When God tells you, Brother James Move, that you can own this business, you need to believe that in your knowing and in your understanding. I know you're asking questions. God, I've never started a business. God, even my family. Actually, my dad was not even employed. My dad even never owned a bicycle. When you start bringing all those things, that's when we get defeated. But God doesn't dwell on the past. God looks at you as an individual and he is willing to prosper you regardless of where you came from. In the name of Jesus. The thing is, get planted in the house of the Lord. That's the beginning point. When we are planted in the house of the Lord, the righteous shall flourish when they dwell in the courts of the Lord. Are you listening to me? That's what the word is going to do. It will bring a multiplicity effect to whatever you do. Number two, the grace of the Lord. The Bible says that the grace of the Lord is unmerited favor. Somebody say unmerited favor. It is true, sometimes I have seen God prosper the unrighteous. And he does things that we may not really understand. I give you a story one time of when in my banking days when these two guys were coming. And I don't know what they were doing. They were working for a motor vehicle company. I know they were salesmen. But the kind of money that they used to come and deposit in their own accounts every 3 days meant to me or spoke to me that they did something more than just being a car salesman. Because I knew in those days, you know, car salesmen never made that much money in 3 days. And so they would come and they would deposit the money. They would come and deposit the money. And they would come and deposit the money until I asked, oh God, why, Kwani, how does this mathematics, how does it go? I am your believer. I am your son. I am a child of God. Why can't I experience this exuberancy? And then somebody came and told me that these guys were doing some kalumbandika things behind the scenes. And that's how they were ending up bringing the money into their accounts. So you will witness in your lifetime the Lord prospering the unrighteous. But do not fret when you see them getting blessed or getting prosperous, because God knows in his own time what he is up for your case. Within a very short time, these guys, one of the guys, let me tell you, this is the true story. This one of these guys, I heard that, you know, he was trying to move around and within a very short time, he was killed in a road accident. Within months, separated from the other guy was bringing, and they were bringing like, I'm talking big money those days. I'm talking like in 1993, they were bringing 300,000 after 3 days, 400,000 Kenya shillings. That's a lot of money for some of you who are Kenyans. And you know, that's a lot of money. And this other guy, again, was also killed through a road accident. So what am I saying? If I looked at that and felt jealous at what was happening to them, I would probably think that the Lord had everything upside down, that he was prospering the righteous, and here I am just a banker, and I couldn't see that amount of money, not even in the thing in 1 year. So do not fret when you see other people getting prospered. You as believers, say, me as a believer, I have unmerited favor. That is what the grace of the Lord is. God has given us an unmerited favor. And I like what T.D. Jakes said, that favor is unfair. Favor is unfair. Because God will certain things to you, when other people think about what the Lord has done, they will start feeling jealous about what is happening to you. But I will say to them, excuse me, if you want to experience the same favor that the Lord is giving me, join the club. Join the house of the Lord. Amen? See, these things are found in the house of the Lord. The spirit, the unmerited favor will sustain you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, I mean, the Lord told me to tell you that the unmerited favor, it will sustain you and preserve you. The unmerited favor will sustain you and preserve you. Hallelujah. And we sing about this amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Thank you. Finish that song. What made you, what makes you to see now? We were once blind, but now we can see. We were lost, but now we are found. In other words, grace is something that you didn't deserve. Grace is a gift, free gift of the Lord to give you certain things that you don't have to pay back. Are you listening to me? There are certain things that just God will decide one day, I'm coming to surprise Pastor Francis. Out of the blues, you know, he just surprises you. And you know in your Noah, Pastor, that this thing is not by my own making. It is not by my own education. It is not because of the divine connections that I may have, but this thing just came from above. And when it comes, men and women will know that this man is blessed. That is what I'm talking about. That there are certain things that God, if we stay long and get planted in the house of the Lord, there are certain unusual things, unusual blessings that the Lord is just about to pass over to you in 2015. That is what called the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the gift of God to offer surprises to believers, even unexpected, and it is free will. You don't have to pay back. How do you like somebody, how do you like somebody to give you something and tell you, oh, keep the change. Don't even think about it. I'm broke, you give me $300 and you tell me, forget about it, Pastor. Don't ever think that you owe me anything but love. You like that such kind of a connection, right? But that is exactly what God has done and will do in the year 2015. And he is saying that the grace of the Lord will not only sustain you, but it will preserve you. The unmerited favor that only belongs to the righteous. That is some of the virtue that will cause you to flourish as long as we dwell in the courts of the Lord. And in 2015, I dare you that you shall dwell in the courts of the Lord. Then the grace of the Lord shall sustain and preserve each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, the word of the Lord will be able to feed you. It will feed you. It will cause a multiplicity effect in the little that you have. Number two, the grace of the Lord is just an unmerited favor that God will surprise you in 2015. By the way, I'm speaking prophetically. And so if you will, just write it down. Write it down. Because the Lord in 2015, you come and tell me, Pastor, you remember that message that you spoke. It will come to pass. Some unexpected miracles will come to you in 2015 because we have declared it as the Lord's year of favor, even to us as a local body, and we have personalized that message also. Praise be to God. Lastly, His Spirit will be a source of new information. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God, what does the Spirit of God do? When Jesus Christ was ascending on high, what did he tell the disciples? Tarry ye in Jerusalem and do not move from there until you have received what? You have received power. Okay? And after you have received power, you'll be empowered, you'll be energized to not only preach in Jerusalem, but go to the uttermost parts of the earth. And Jesus also said that when you receive the Spirit of God, He will instruct you and teach you. In other words, the Spirit of God in 2015 will give you new information. How many of you would want to have new information about things that you want to do, but you do not have an idea of how you're going to do it? Do you lift up your hands? Maybe to you that the Spirit of God will grant you new information. that while you're planted in the house of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will stop certain things, certain truths. It might happen when you're dreaming. I mean, when you're sleeping in the middle of your night. And the Spirit of the Lord might give you a dream. It might be when you're driving your car, maybe down the Highway 75, and a sudden idea just begins to happen. Know when it happens that the Spirit of God is in operation in your life. Begin to tell God, God, for so long, this thing I've wanted to gain understanding of how I can do it. How can I run this business? How can I do this thing? How can I go about applying for these things? Wait upon God in 2015, and the Spirit of the Lord will give you new information. He will instruct you. He will counsel you. I mean, counsel, you know, like counseling? He will counsel you. He will give you advice. The Spirit of God is the life-giving Spirit of God. Is the life-giving Spirit of Christ that dwells among us and in us. But all those things will happen when we are planted in the house of the Lord. When we dwell in his courts. Amen. Someone, I hear this scripture being spoken into my mind right now. That, can somebody remind me that scripture that says, a soldier does not involve himself with a civilian? You aware of that scripture? Sister Rolaine, can you bring it up? Huh? Timothy? Okay, I know she'll find it. That a soldier, when you're enrolled in the army, you do not involve yourself with the civilian life. Have you ever seen the life of a soldier when they're in the military? No matter how you'd like to delude them out of the or whatever that they are supposed to do, they are disciplined and they received everything from their boot camp and from their training, that they are not. There are certain things that you'll not be able to do. Praise be to God. So a soldier who is enrolled in the army does not involve himself in the civilian life. And we'll get that scripture so that we can read it. In other words, this is what I wanted to bring across to us. That when we are planted in the house of God, when you plant something in your yard, you don't plant it and then come and uproot it and plant it somewhere. If you do that, you're going to kill that plant. But when you're planted in the house of the Lord, when you have a relationship with God, stand there. In spite of the things that are going to find you, I mean, they are going to come to you, challenges will come, but be like that palm tree. When the challenges come and they're almost uprooting and almost killing you, challenges never last forever. So does hurricanes. They don't last forever, right? We heard of Katrina. We heard of which other hurricane? Rita. But we are not experiencing Katrina right now. Katrina happened only for a week. Rita only happened for a few days. I think there's another one that hit New York so hard in New Jersey area. It does have a devastating effect, but it doesn't last forever. So, child of God, listen to me. Oh, you found the scripture? What is it? Can you read it for us, Sister Purity? Yeah, 2 Timothy 2:4. Read it for us. No man. Okay, no. Amen. Who has enrolled us as soldiers of Christ? Christ himself, right? So if we are planted into the house of the Lord, let us be aware that the enemy would want us to involve ourselves with the civilian life. And we might shortchange our progress, even as we may want it. But if we are enrolled as soldiers of Christ and planted in the household of the Lord, if we want these things to be effective, and to be productive in our lives, then we ought not to involve ourselves with the civilian life. I dare us in 2015, church, to be planted in the house of the Lord. Amen? I dare us to be planted into the house of the Lord. no matter where you find yourself in, no matter what corner you find yourself in, no matter what kind of darkness you find yourself in, please, I beseech you by the mercies of the Lord, be planted in the house of the Lord. Because it is in that house that you will flourish. Stand up on your feet. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, you know everything. We don't even need to tell you things that we would need in our lives. Everything the Bible says lays bare before you. And as we usher ourselves, Lord, into this brand new year, 2015, I know the word of the Lord has been spoken on this pulpit. Powerful word. And I thank you, Father, because you're preparing your people to a shift in the way they do things. A shift in their status of life. I pray that even as you lay the Spirit in my heart, that you shall lay the same into their hearts. To proclaim 2015 as the year of favor of the Lord. I pray that, God, we shall be planted into your house. That no matter the situations that we'll find and meet us, Father, we shall not be swayed from the left or the right. That the favor of the Lord shall find us planted into the house of the Lord. We shall be caretakers of one another. We shall love one another, Lord, even as you loved us, O God. I pray that we shall stand in the gap, Lord, even for the cause of the work, even in this church and across the face of the church of Christ. Above everything, Lord, may you remind us constantly that your word, that the grace of the Lord, and that the Spirit of the Lord is at work as long as we are planted in the work, bringing every virtue together for our own prosperity and flourishment. I commit each and every sister, every brother, every child, everyone, even in our midst, that we shall move together in unity, loving one another, Lord, and taking care of each other. I thank you, Heavenly Father, and I pray that no one shall be left behind, that, God, we shall go lift up the feeble, the feeble-hearted, and carry them on our back and move with them until they also meet the goodness of the Lord in this land. Father, I pray for those who may not have papers in our midst, who have unmentioned struggles, Lord, that are going through in their families. Father, I lift them up before you, and I pray you, God, who speaks to men even to this day, that you shall stretch forth your hand, Lord, into those families, into those situations, oh God. Some of those situations I can see that they are so twisted that they will not even be exposed to anybody. They are so twisted and they smell, they stink. But you, God, you can stretch your hand, Father, and straighten out those situations, Lord. Maybe papers, maybe financial, maybe relationships, oh God. In 2015, we are waiting upon you. Lord, I speak peace and restoration over every situation that is crumbling right now. Those that are experiencing the darkest hour of the night, I pray that your Spirit shall encourage them and instruct them that the daylight is just about to break forth, and that you are coming to rescue them by your hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that no more tears in the middle of the night. No more turning in the beds, oh God, through calamity. In the name of Jesus. I declare that daybreak is come. Daybreak shall come forth. Daybreak is come forth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray. Those that feel that they have been distanced from other people. Those that feel that they have been left behind. Those that feel that they have been forgotten by you. Lord, rekindle, yes, your love in their hearts to know that you're just a prayer away and that you're concerned about their plight.
much as you're concerned about the people that are around them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We declare and decree that none of us, Father God, shall be left behind. I speak prosperity. I speak flourishment in the name of Jesus. In every household, in the name of Jesus. I speak favor upon our children. I speak favor upon the mothers. I speak favor upon the fathers. I speak favor upon everybody that is connected to us. Our families in Africa. Those that are my sick, oh God. We speak your healing power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your favor sweep across our households. Let your favor sweep across our businesses. Let your favor sweep across where we work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 2015 is the year of favor at Empowerment Christian Center in the house of the Lord. And come December, we shall look back and to see how you have prospered us, how you have made us flourish in the name of Jesus. Father God, I open up every door that might close, might be closed to any believer. I snap it open in the name of Jesus. By your power and by your authority that you've given me, I speak for those doors that are supposed to be open in the name of Jesus. I call for divine connections in the name of Jesus in 2015. Divine connections, divine connections, divine connections, divine connections, divine connections, divine connections in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Divine connections in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, you're the Father of all comfort. Comfort those who are down. Lift their spirits up. Let them look up, O Lord, from whence their help comes from. It is not done until you say it is done. It is not finished until you have declared it is finished. With the devil might have declared to their life that it is done and that they will never succeed and that they will never see another night of another light of day. But that I cancel all those plans of the enemy. We confine every plan of the devil. We render it powerless in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we speak the word of the Lord over those situations that they will live again, just like the prophet was asked whether these bones can live. And he said, only you, God, knows whether these bones can live. I declare for those dead bones to stream up with life in the name of Jesus. Awaken every deadness in our households. Every death in the name of Jesus. May it be financial. I speak life into every situation. Every financial situation. Every marriage. I speak life in the name of Jesus. The lives of our children. I speak life in the name of Jesus. To the glory and honor of your name. Join your hands with somebody standing next to you. Just excuse me. It's just a few minutes. This is very important. As we launch... I know we have launched 2015, but listen to me. This is a prophetic word. Join your hands with somebody right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Join your hands with somebody. Father, you see those connections right now. Those connections, let it flow with blessings. Let it flow with prosperity. Let it flow with unmerited favor. I speak to every connection right now that is connected to every connection. I speak that it will be a way of streaming your favor, a way of streaming new information, a way of streaming new help, a way of streaming new care for one another, a way of streaming new love for one another in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I so declare as a prophet of this house that it shall happen in 2015 to the glory and honor of your name, to the glory and honor of your name. Oh God, my Father, let those connections be used, be the virtual connections that you shall use to let flow your favor in 2015. God, I thank you and I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of the Lord's favor. 2015. We shall be planted in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit this rest of the week, Lord, even to for these brethren. As they go out in the marketplaces, let this be the beginning of great things that they will have, begin to experience. Father, and as you do it for them, let they come to the hub for this same house and testify of what you have done. And we will give you glory and honor. Be glorified, my Father. Be glorified and lifted up, my Savior, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Shout a big amen.